This is Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community Radio in the central west of New South Wales. I'm Bruce Cameron. Good to have your company today. We open the program with a call to arms back quite a while. This is a song called The Green Band Fusiliers, which relates to conservation efforts in inner Sydney back in the 1970s. We'll hear the voice of the man who wrote it, Dennis Kevins. And then, on a not totally dissimilar theme, a song called The Economic Rationalist, also sung by the man who wrote it, John Dengate.
Come the Green Band Fusiliers. They stole the street with their marching feet, placards high above their ears. In Sydney town they would not lie down, they gave Martin Scab some cheer. And it's up Broadway to the MBA, come the Green Band Fusiliers. Half-smart thieves with their Gucci sleeves and car parks on the brain, told the usual lie, the trees are gonna die, the fig trees in Sydney's domain. And some said, Joe, we ought to let them go, it's only bloody timber to be cleared. Ah, but listen to the trees as they whispered to the breeze, and the Green Band Fusiliers. Bulldozer blades made a lightning raid, coming in with a great big rush, moving in for the kill up at Hunter's Hill, at beautiful Kelly's Bush. But the local women lay down in the bulldozer's way, to the bucking and the shuddering of the gears. When their hands were raised, and the ones they praised were the Green Band Fusiliers. It was up Broadway to the MBA, come the Green Band Fusiliers. They stole the street with their marching feet, placards high above their ears. In Sydney town they would not lie down, they gave Martin Scab some cheer. And it's up Broadway to the MBA, come the Green Band Fusiliers. They made a stand for our sunny land at the Rocks and Woolloomooloo. On the chimney tops, see him dance with the cops to save a bit of Sydney for you. And the finance fleas who made refugees of families who had been pioneers, finished on their ass and they did their brass with the Green Band Fusiliers. Through the years, those old fusiliers, I can see them marching again. From the dizzy heights and the concrete sites, in sunshine and in rain, that patch of greens getting a lovely old sheen, no matter how many blow the years. And it's up Broadway to the MBA, come the Green Band Fusiliers. It was up Broadway to the MBA, come the Green Band Fusiliers. They stole the street with their marching feet, placards high above their ears. In Sydney town they would not lie down, they gave Martin Scab some cheer. And it's up Broadway to the MBA, come the Green Band Fusiliers.
I'm an economic rationalist from the Harvard Business School. I believe in level playing fields, don't you? For I know the world is flat. I have evidence for that, and my every single utterance is true. Cut the welfare and the pay, and you'll really make my day. Australian workers must learn to compete. Throw the strikers into jail, kick the unions in the tail. One meal a day is quite enough to eat. All the words free market forces are the words that I revere. I chant that dreary dogma in my sleep. Let the market forces free. To destroy our industry, you can tell my powers of reasoning run deep. Let the dollar float because, well, economic laws. Never let the government interfere. Let the foreign bankers in. Regulation is a sin. No subsidies or tariffs, do you hear? Restructuring, I like it, yes, it has a lovely ring. But some people don't know how they should react. I'm the driest of the dries, and the word to me implies you have to cop it sweet when you are sacked. We must deregulate now before it is too late. I like to see the dole queues nice and long. When a factory closes down, oh, I really go to town. I celebrate with women, wine and song. Cut the welfare and the pay, and you'll really make my day. Australian workers must learn to compete. Throw the strikers into jail. Kick the unions in the tail. One meal a day is quite enough to eat.
Oh, John Dengate ending on a nice little high chord there. The Economic Rationalist, to the tune of Maggie May, in case you didn't recognise it. The previous track, opening Come All Ye Today, the Green Band Fusiliers, being a little more direct with its attribution of melody line. Originally McAlpine's Fusiliers, of course. Dennis Kevins put words to it, or different words to that melody, I should say, and he was assisted there by the Vinegar Hill Bush Band from Sydney. And I guess I should have told you at the top of that track, down Broadway to the MBA, in that context, the MBA is the Master Builders Association. That's what Dennis was writing about. Should have told you that, sorry. Here's another Australian track. This is from Tom Walsh and Alan Musgrove. Alan Musgrove has collected a lot of music over the years and plays a lot as well. He met Tom Walsh, I think, in Tom Walsh's hometown of Trentham in Victoria, and was quite taken by a lot of his music. And Tom Walsh composed this tune called The Old Schoolmaster. So here's Tom Walsh with Alan Musgrove. Thank you. That's a good tune, isn't it? The Old Schoolmaster, played by Tom Walsh, who indeed was old at the time he played that for Alan Musgrove. Alan, of course, playing guitar behind Tom Walsh. From a double album called Veranda Music, which was supported, sponsored, whatever, by the National Library of Australia. And it's got lots of stuff on it that you really won't hear anywhere else. So in the days when the National Library of Australia was well-funded, it could do things like that. I'm not so sure it's quite up to that now. I guess I should have told you also that the first two tracks, The Green Band Fusiliers and The Economic Rationalist, were on an album called Union is Strength, and it was funded, the production of that album was funded by the CFMEU, which, oh dear, I haven't got it in front of me, Construction, Forestry, Mining and Engineering Union, I think. I think it's been renamed since those days. Yes, sponsorship is a good thing. Now, let's go to Estonia and we'll hear a track called Weavers, played on the Estonian kanel, which is kind of like the Finnish kanteller. And if you don't know what that is, then you're about to find out. This is played by Eva, or she's Estonian, so I suppose it's Eema Maljuts with Robbie Sherritt from an album called Skylark.
I'm a hand weaver to me trade. I fell in love with a factory maid. And if I could but her favour win, I'd stand beside her and weep by steam. Me feyther to me scornful said, how could you fancy a factory maid? When there are young girls fine and gay, dressed like unto the Queen of May. As for your fine girls, I don't care. There's none like me, dear, that do compare. I'd stand in the factory all the day, and she and I keep particles in play. Clack. The shuttle flies forward and then flies back. Patterns emerge at town parade and maple garlands with marmalade. The yarn is made into cloth at last. The ends are weft, they are made quite fast. Do you see them? Do you walk so fine? Do weavers beaming with arms entwined? Where are the girls? I'll tell you plain. The girls have gone to weep by steam. If you're to find them, you must rise at dawn and trudge to the mill in the early morn. Where the looms go click and the looms go clack, the shuttles fly forward and then fly back. Patterns emerge, figures within the promenade yet to begin.
Interesting sound, that Cannell. It's spelled K-A-N-N-E-L. Played there by Aimé Maillots. And the song Weavers, sung by Robbie Sherritt. That track from their album called Skylark, which is sponsored by the Sibelius Academy of Folk Music. Sibelius wasn't Estonian, he was Finnish, near neighbours, I suppose. So good on him. I'm not really on a sponsorship theme here, but just coincidentally, those first few tracks on Come All Ye Today sort of assisted along the way. I'll play two tracks now by Tom Carter and Tom Sauber, who have both been playing music for a long time. Not all the time together, but here they turn up on a lovely album called Trade Your Headache for a Smile. We'll hear Green Green Rocky Road, and then a great tune called Over the Waterfall, and then it'll be time for the featured album.
Rocky.
That tune's called Over the Waterfall. You've heard it on this program many times because I like it. And from the same album, we heard Green Green Rocky Road, a slightly different version to one that perhaps is better known. Tom Carter and Tom Sauber, the two musicians, from the album with a lovely title, Trade Your Headache for a Smile. Good advice. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it's time to introduce you to the featured album. It's called Hinterlands by Wendy Stewart and Gary West, who in the 1990s were both members of the excellent Edinburgh band Kilbeg. Wendy Stewart playing harp and Gary West playing whistle and pipes. So they've shared a taste for authentic Scottish music for a long time, and they've got together to produce this album that introduces some interesting different arrangements to is considered standard, I suppose, or traditional. So anyway, it's the core of the Clarsac, Wendy Stewart's Clarsac, and Gary West's small pipes is augmented or swelled, call it what you will, by some Highland pipes, whistle, concertina, and some occasional guests on this album. You've heard Kilbeg on Come All Ye a lot over the years, so their sound is still, I guess, evident on many tracks on this featured album called Hinterlands, but there's some differences which you might recognise or notice. We'll start with a song. Wendy Stewart and Gary West weren't the main singers in Kilbeg, but on this album there's 13 tracks and there's 6 songs. They carry them well. There's a couple of Robert Burns songs sung by Wendy Stewart and some other bits and pieces. We'll hear an unusual setting of the song Mari Hamilton now. This is a traditional story about scandal and death in the royal household. Wendy Stewart, Gary West, featured album called Hinterlands. Hit it, guys.
Come down and speak this time. Go dress yourself, Mary Hamilton. Go dress and mak ye fine. You'll no put on your dowie black, nor yet your dowie brown, but you'll put on your reed-reed silk to ride through Edinburgh town. Yestreen the Queen had four Marys, the next shall hae but three. There was Mary Beaton and Mary Seaton, Mary Carmichael and me.
Different setting to that song, usually called The Four Marys. It was very popular in the 60s and early 70s in folk clubs in the United States, The Four Marys. But there we heard Wendy Stewart singing it. So, from the featured album, it's called Hinterlands. We'll come back to play an instrumental, I think, next from them. But before then, we've got a few other things to do, including a song by the formidable duo, Margaret Walters and John Warner. This is a Ewan McColl song called Kilroy Was Here.
Who was here when they handed out the heavy jobs? Jobs with a hammer, the pick and shovel. Who choked in the foundry, froze in the fish docks, 8 days to the week. Who was here with a mile of rock above him, 3 foot seam in the darkness crouching, stinging sweat in his eyes, powdered rock in his spittle, 100 minutes to the hour.
Who was here in the furrowed fields crouched over? Pain shapes the question in bone and muscle. Roots and hands competing, fumbling, groping. 28 hours to the day.
Who was here in a world of steam and clamour, feeding Leviathan in his cavern, tasting the hot sharp stink of metal, 6 weeks to the month. Hey there, dog's body, what do they call you?
Who cleans up the mess when the fighting's over?
Who carries the broom, the mop and the bucket? 36 months to the year. Smooth-faced old boy man instructed him.
Geldings programmed his energy.
Coached in running by men whose arches had fallen. Dead men taught him how to live. Kilroy, Kilroy, where has Kilroy gone? Kilroy was here, See, there's his mark. He came this way, he was wearing his number. Did no one see him pass? Kilroy, Kilroy, where has Kilroy gone? Kilroy was here, see, there's his mark. He came this way, he was wearing his number. Did no one see him pass?
Kilroy was here. The Universal Worker was Kilroy. A song composed by Ewan McColl in the early 1980s, I think. As McColl wrote, the one who not only gets up after the battle and walks away, but allows himself time to let you know he has done so. So a bit of a cheeky slogan there, Kilroy was here. Came into prominence around the time of the Second World War. There we heard John Warner and Margaret Walters from their album Who Was Here? So I guess that's the title track. Kilroy was here, that's who. You're listening to Come All Ye. Now, Bruce Cockburn, a Canadian singer-songwriter, mostly known for his fine songs, but in 2019 he released an album called Crowing Ignites, and it was all instrumentals. Here's a tune called Sweetness and Light, which he reckons just came to him almost like in a dream.
Thank you. Adam was a gardener and Eve his gentle spouse. Still they were sacked for stealing fruit and took to keeping cows. After that their life was very peaceful in the main, until they had a baby boy and started raising Cain. Old folks, young folks, everybody come, join the Glasgow Sunday School. Bring a stick of chewing gum and stick it on the floor, and we'll tell you Bible stories that you've never heard before. Pharaoh had a daughter, she was bathing in the Nile, when she found the baby Moses wearing nothing but a smile. Took it to her father, says, I found him on the shore. Pharaoh only smiled and said, I've heard that one before. Old folks, young folks, everybody come, join the Glasgow Sunday School. Bring a stick of chewing gum and stick it on the floor, and we'll tell you Bible stories that you've never heard before. In the land of Babylon, when Belshazzar was king, he cried, I'll no obey the Lord, I'm gonna have my fling. He knew his fling was over and he cried, all flesh is grass, when he saw the writing on the wall, Persia and Jabas. Old folks, young folks, everybody come, join the Glasgow Sunday School. Bring a stick of chewing gum and stick it on the floor, and we'll tell you Bible stories that you've never heard before. Pharaoh chased the Israelites to try and bring them back. He saw them walk across the sea without a plastic Mac. Pharaoh cried, I'll do the same to prove that I'm nae mug. I'll show these dirty Israelites who's a glug, glug, glug. Old folks, young folks, everybody come, join the Glasgow Sunday School. Bring a stick of chewing gum and stick it on the floor, and we'll tell you Bible stories that you've never heard before. Shadrach was a prophet that was chucked into the fire and expected by the stokers to immediately expire. When the furnace door was opened, the asbestos laddie laughed. He said, hey, Jimmy, keep it shut, I can't east on the draft. Old folks, young folks, everybody come, join the Glasgow Sunday School. Bring a stick of chewing gum and stick it on the floor, and we'll tell you Bible stories that you've never heard before. Jesus had a problem how to feed 5,000 folk. Would he have a running buffet or a pervy and a poke? He turned to the disciples, says, what do you think they'd wish? Andrew says, it's Friday, Lord, you'll have to give them fish. Old folks, young folks, everybody come, join the Glasgow Sunday School. Bring a stick of chewing gum and stick it on the floor, and we'll tell you Bible stories that you've never heard before. Christ went to a wedding in a Galilee hotel. There was nae any liquor, things were looking far from well. Christ went to the water tank and cried, oh help me, Father. The cold tap ran with VP White, the hope with Eldorada. Old folks, young folks, everybody come, join the Glasgow Sunday School. Bring a stick of chewing gum and stick it on the floor, and we'll tell you Bible stories that you've never heard before.
Haven't played anything from that album for quite a while. That's called The Words I Used to Know by Adam McNaughton. That was the Glasgow Sunday School. And that last verse, if you're totally and utterly confused, Eldorado, or Eldorado, is a particularly evil tonic wine, and you referred to VP coming out of the other tap. That's another cheap fortified wine. They do things differently in Glasgow. Before that, Sweetness and Light, by contrast, Bruce Cockburn, Canadian singer-songwriter, from his instrumental album called Crowing Delights, Crowing Ignites, not Delights, maybe it does, Crowing Ignites. Another one from the featured album, Wendy Stewart and Gary West's album called Hinterlands. We'll hear her harp and his small pipes. A track called Lancashire Hornpipes. Thank you. from the featured album. That's Wendy Stewart playing the clarsach, the harp, and Gary West playing pipes, with a set of tunes they call Lancashire Hornpipes, and they probably are Lancashire Hornpipes. We go now to Brisbane for a song that originated in the Bahamas. We'll hear the voice of June Nichols. And June Nichols also came from the Bahamas. The album's called Gathering Time, and it's a compilation acoustic and folk music album from across mostly Brisbane performers of years gone by. This particular group is Shunnocky. June Nichols was a member of that, along with Mark Davidson, Don Nichols and Julie McGonigal. As I said, a song from the Bahamas. A song from the Bahamas, sung there by June Nichols and the group Shunnocky from Brisbane, from an album called Gathering Time, a song concerning the whalers who would spend winter in the Bahamas repairing and repainting and refurbishing their whale boats. And they'd sit around and sing and sing and sing. Ah, such fun.
Thank you.
Right, that's enough. Stop it. Cut it out. A tune called Dr. MacPhail's Reel by a group called Rant. Good musicians all. Bethany Reed from Shetland, Anna Massey and Lauren McColl from mainland Scotland. I think they're both from the Black Isle. And Gillian Frame from the island of Arran. A tune that I would normally associate with early Capra Cayley records, but there it turns up on Rant, their album called Spin. And it's quite good. Here's Geraldine Hollett in a group called The Once. I think it's a trio. They come from Newfoundland. And this is a song composed by a Newfoundlander called Wince Coles. Winston, I think his name was. Wince Coles. And a song I've played before on the program, but I quite like it. It's very atmospheric, I think, by the glow of the kerosene light.
I remember the time when my granddad and I would sit by the fire at night, and I'd listen to stories of how he once lived by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light. He said, Mom and Dad sent me off to school, where I learned how to read and to write. And they'd listen for hours as I read from my books by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light. Your grandma and I, we were wed at 16. Lord, she was a beautiful sight. And proudly I placed the ring on her hand by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light. About 1 year later, your daddy was born, and your grandma held my hand so tight. Oh, I can't tell the joy as she brought forth new life by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light. But having her child, it did weaken her so. She just wasn't up to the fight. And she looked so peaceful as she went to her rest by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light. Then as now, the times they were hard. To succeed you would try all your might, and sometimes love bloomed, and sometimes dreams died by the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow of the kerosene light. By the glow.
A group called The Once, The Glow of the Kerosene Light, song composed by Wince Coles and sung mostly by Geraldine Hollett from the group The Once. Story of Newfoundland before modern conveniences like the electric. Change the tempo a little bit now with a wild little group from the UK called Hadrian's Union. This is Poacher.
snare on a web of deceit. Suggestions will close you down. I'm the keeper of fear and of hate and of lies. I'm the bandit in Silicon Town. You never know where I'm lurking, my dear. I hunt in the shadows at night. I won't take my eyes off the prize of the size of the plunder. I will bring great delight. Waiting in the dark, what do I see? A pair of bumper just waiting for me. I'm so excited, I break into sweat. You're stupid and you're greedy, you deserve what you get. I have a talent for fishing and dangling lines. I keep swallowing funds in my pockets. If I stay in disguise, I'll come back for your eyes. I might just come back for the sockets. I'm the poacher, I'm the poacher. The midnight shift, Green Lantern toga poacher. I'm the poacher tonight. I'm the poacher, I'm the poacher. The midnight shift, Green Lantern toga poacher. I'm the poacher tonight. Here's a twist in the tale and a poacher of you. I pray on the weekend I'm firm. The words that I write will take what you got. Just read the below and confirm. Dear Mr. Simpson, I bring you great news. A rebate on overpaid tax. Just enter your digit expiry and code. We'll send it right over. Relax. I'm the poacher, I'm the poacher. The midnight shift, Green Lantern toga poacher. I'm the poacher tonight. I'm the poacher, I'm the poacher. The midnight shift, Green Lantern toga poacher. I'm the poacher tonight. I'm the poacher tonight. I'm the poacher, I'm the poacher. The midnight shift, Green Lantern toga poacher. I'm the poacher tonight. I'm the poacher, I'm the poacher. The midnight shift, Green Lantern toga poacher. I'm the poacher tonight. I'm the poacher, I'm the poacher. The midnight shift, Green Lantern toga poacher. I'm the poacher tonight.
That's Hadrian's Union, a group from Newcastle upon Tyne, with a track from an EP called Permission. At that time, the group was Stu Simpson and Robin Jowett, with Saul Rose, Matt Mellor and Greg Jenkinson. I think they've had a few changes since the release of this EP in 2020. There we heard Poacher. Another one from the featured album. This is Gary West singing the Loch Tay Boat Song.
Night, oh my boy. when the evening light is fading and I look towards Ben Balls and the afterglow he glows and I think unto bright eyes and the merry mouth below. She's my lovely true, but I cannot live And I'd give the world to know why she means to let me go as I sing.
Gary West's interpretation of the Loch Tay Boat Song from the featured album called Hinterlands. Most weeks there's a featured album on Come All Ye, and this week it's that one, Hinterlands by Wendy Stewart and Gary West, who used to be members of a very fine band in Edinburgh called Kilbeg, and are still playing, of course. So, more from them as the program progresses. Right now, here's a track called Return from Fingal. This is a march which supposedly was played by Brian Boru's troops after the Battle of Clontarf in 1014. Well, maybe. It's Elliot Grasso playing whistle and Adam Hendy playing guitar. Lunasa recorded this one as well. Rather good version. This is not Lunasa. This is Elliot Grasso and Adam Hendy with Return from Fingal.
One, two, three jolly lads all in one mind. We are come apace again, and I hope you'll prove kind.
and I hope you prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. For we'll come no more nigh you until the next year.
And the first that comes in is Lord Nelson, you'll see, with a bunch of blue ribbons tied around by his knee, and a star on his breast that like silver doth shine, and I hope he remembers it's pay sagging time.
Here's 1, 2, 3 jolly lads all in one mind. We are come a pace again, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year.
And the next that comes in it is Lord Collingwood, and he fought with Lord Nelson till he shed his blood. And he's come from the sea, old England to view, and he's come a-pace-egging with the whole of his crew.
Here's 1, 2, 3 jolly lads all in one mind. We are come a-pace-egging, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year.
And the last that comes in is old Tosspot, you'll see. He's a valiant old man and in every degree. He's a valiant old man and he wears a pigtail, and all his delight is a drinking mulled ale.
Here's 1, 2, 3 jolly lads all in one mind. We are come a-pace-egging, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. Come, ladies and gentlemen, sit by the fire. Put your hands in your pockets and give us our desire. Put your hands in your pockets and treat us all right. If you give nought, we'll take nought. Farewell and good night. Here's 1, 2, 3 jolly lads all in one mind. We are come a-pace-egging, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year.
That's the Pace Egging song from the Watersons, an album called Frost and Fire, released, I think, sometime in the 1960s. Pace Egging, you know what that's all about? Pace, sort of like pash, passion, Easter. That's what it's all about, Easter eggs. I'm not sure about the narrative to that song, but that's what it's concerned with, pace egging, Easter eggs. This is the Ragged Sailor set by a group called Twisted 20. Twisted 20, they've got a Baroque folk sound, a violin, three Baroque violins, a Baroque cello, a Baroque bass, and a cittern.
Thank you.
Ragged Sailor set by a group called the Twisted 20. A bit of Baroque folk on Come All Ye today. We move now to John McCutcheon. Haven't heard John McCutcheon on the program for a while. This is a song he wrote about his Cuban father-in-law's first day at his first job in the United States. It's called Third Way.
First day at the steel mill, first job in this land, another refugee, another working man. Freshly ironed uniform, Carlos stitched upon the breast, waited at the gates with all the rest. He knows nothing of the language of millwork, even less, but a man's gotta feed his family nonetheless. From his thermos he drank Cuban coffee by the cup, till it's empty by the time the mill gates open up. He's to be trained by Darnell, hired 20 years before, the brown man and the black man on the welding floor. Couple hours in, his bladder let him know about that thermos full of coffee, and he had to go. And he cried, "Donde está el baño?" as the mill he scanned. Darnell shrugged his shoulders, didn't understand. A few graphic gestures later, Darnell laughed, "I see." Took a small man by the arm, said, "Follow me." This was Decatur, Georgia, back in 64. Darnell presented Carlos with two different doors. One was marked for color and the other white. In all his life he'd ne'er seen such a sight. Mill workers soon had gathered round these two. Everyone was wondered just what he would do. After weighing both his options, he did the only thing he could. Went back outside and pissed out in the woods. For over 50 years until the day he died, he'd tell the story and we'd laugh until we cried. If you're told you have two options, no matter what they say, it's best to understand there's often a third way. If you're told you have two options, no matter what they say, it's best to understand there's often a third way. First day at the steel mill, first job in this land, another refugee, another working man.
Certainly a phrase you need to know in Spain quite a lot. Tengo que ir al baño, or maybe even ¿Dónde está el baño? Because if you can't find the bathroom, you're in strife. That's a song from John McCutcheon, not focusing overly on the bathroom, but the story of his father-in-law's first day at his first job in the United States. John McCutcheon's father-in-law being Cuban. I don't know how to ask directions to a bathroom in Zulu. That's Africa Mamas, with a song called Imbokodo. Imbokodo means rock, and it's all to do with women, because women are very strong, like a rock. They can carry a baby for 9 months. So, a group from Durban in KwaZulu-Natal, sung in Zulu. Next song, Rough and Rocky. This is Kathy Ryan.
My heart, but
sometimes think of me.
Kathy Ryan with, I guess, a bluegrass song originally, Rough and Rocky. Nice interpretation there. From her album called The Farthest Wave. We'll hear another one from the featured album, the last one we'll hear today. Two tunes, Ian Green and Miss Proud. Ian Green happens to be the owner and proprietor and founder of maybe the best folk music label in Scotland, Green Tracks. So Ian Green, Miss Proud, and I don't know who Miss Proud is or was, but this is Wendy Stewart and Gary West from the featured album Hinterlands.
Thank you.
They've been playing music for quite a while, so they should be pretty good, and they are. Wendy Stewart playing clarsach and Gary West playing the small pipes on that. Ian Green and Miss Proud, the name of the two tunes. Hinterlands has been our featured album today, so I hope you've enjoyed the tracks I've played from it. Not a new album. You've probably noticed, if you're a regular listener, over the last month or three, I've been going back to albums that never quite made it to featured album status for no good reason other than there was too much competition at the time. Well, that album, Hinterlands, came out in 2009. Of course, some of the albums I didn't obtain when they were released, so I'm not quite sure how long I've had Hinterlands, but it's well worthy of the status of featured album, I think. Hope you agree. This is Malinky, Scottish band, once again, and featuring the voice of Corinne Polwart with a song that she composed, and it's a ripper. She wrote it coming home in the wee small hours on a ferry across the water in the Orkneys, I think. It's called Follow the Heron.
The back of the winter is broken, and light lingers along by the door. And the seeds of the summer have spoken in gabbins that bloom on the shore. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron home. In darkness we cradled our sorrow and stoked all our fires with fear. Now these bones that lie empty and hollow are ready for gladness to cheer. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron.
Such a pretty song, isn't it? Follow the Heron. For the first 5 years or so I was aware of that song, I was quite sure that was Follow the Herring, but that might have been because of the particularly poor recordings that I listened to. Follow the Herring home. Now, why would you do that? That's Malinky, the group Malinky, with the song's composer taking the lead vocals on that, Corinne Polwart. That's just about it, folks, for Come All Ye for another week. Thank you for your company today. I hope you've enjoyed the program, and we'll do it again soon, I hope. I'll leave you with a track called Banjo Branch Fiddle from an album called West Ringing. Ian Hardy is the musician, and we might hear more from him next week. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.